Thank you. I mean, I would say that it may be an academic difference, but may implies it is an option to the carrier. So for example, in the UK, you might have a scenario where an operator would choose to apply for compensation from the infrastructure manager, but the infrastructure manager wouldn't automatically have to pay that in that scenario. So the emphasis is on the operator to do that. So it goes back to the Secretariat's question, I think, about how strong we want this provision to be. But certainly, and whilst I'm a native English speaker, I am definitely not a lawyer. So without trying to speak out of turn on that, my understanding is that, shall has a much stronger meaning in these sorts of in legal drafting than may does, for what that's worth as well.